Good morning, America. Welcome to Finally Friday, June the 20th, 2025. Boss Big Show is on the air. Testing. Is this thing on? Yes, on the air. 107.1, 99.7 FM and the Boss app. 107.1theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Joe Nolan here with Hunter Farman. Valerie's off. Kermit the Wonder Frog. And Nor'easter Nick. All right, I got a lot to say. I'm fired up this morning. Mm-hmm. Fired up.
All right.
Storms terrible yesterday. I had to start with the thunderstorm. I didn't think it, you know, I was looking at the news reports around lunchtime yesterday. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, but boy, in our area, terrible. Now, here's something people don't realize. Kermit and I live about a mile, 2 miles down the road from each other. This was unintentional. Had I known that when we got the place we live in, I probably would have picked another one, but this is true. Right. We live close to each other. Storm was particularly bad. This is Oldbridge. This is the lovely community of Oldbridge I'm talking about. Power was out yesterday. It started before the storm really intensified.
Yeah.
And then it popped on for like a half an hour, and then it went out again. As a matter of fact, Joe, we had that kind of brownout thing where the lights sort of dimmed but didn't go completely out, and the fridge kept flicking on and off. I mean, it was scary. And then then all hell broke loose, and we got the Wizard of Oz situation going on, and then the power's out for hours and hours. Now, Kermit texts me and says, oh, my power's out. I know I'm supposed to go in tonight, but because he worked overnight last night. He said the kids are here, and he's whining and whining and complaining. Now, also, because Valerie's out, I'll admit to you, I'll be honest with you, we have a small little news department here, so Hunter was pretty much flying solo, and Patty is nice enough to come in, but God love her, she's not doing this every day, so a lot of it, you know, she doesn't know the systems and stuff, so Hunter was, he worked like 12 hours yesterday, and I appreciate that. And, of course, he's in this morning. So here's what happens. Kermit says, can I pre-record a few things, and I'll come in? All right, fine. Because I got to get my kids and my wife.
I get it.
I will admit to everybody, I let him pre-record a few things. Then Hunter did his thing, and he was up late, and he said he drove here in the middle of the night just to get here so he could be here at 6 a.m. And then he and Kermit make a deal. No one told me this. And he says, I'm going to try and get a couple hours sleep. I'm going to record a 5:30 news report, which ran a little while ago, right? I'm going to record a 5:30 news report. Should something crazy happen, please wake me up and I'll do it live. But otherwise, I got to get some sleep.
Right.
The kid worked all day yesterday, and I appreciate that. Kermit goes, okay.
Yeah.
This morning, pulled the wrong thing at 5:30. We got a newscast from a year and a half ago talking about Joe Biden running for president. Like, what the hell is this? Well, Kermit, what do you have to say for yourself? Where is he? Get him in here.
Oh, okay. It's my fault.
Yes.
Never the golden boy Hunter. Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? It's both of your faults, really.
It's both of your faults, really.
And you know what? It's my fault for allowing anybody, for being nice to anybody, being the benevolent dictator I am, by letting him pre-record because I felt bad everybody was working OT yesterday.
Well, first of all, he's not wrong about Hunter being the golden boy. That's for sure.
Now, what does that mean? That means I give him favoritism?
One. That's number one. Well, you're always talking about how great he is.
Well, he is.
Well, Hunter never says no.
Right.
He never complains.
I know.
But I think he overextended himself yesterday.
That's what happens, and that's part of the issue with Hunter is wonderful. That's why we give him the GOAT Award.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
We love him. He is the golden boy. But I think sometimes he does overwork himself. He doesn't realize that, you do have to sleep. You have to take care of yourself, too. And so...
But he didn't do anything. Kermit's the one that should have seen the wrong thing labeled when he pulled it in. Now, granted, it was from June 20th of 2020 or whatever.
He just didn't check the date.
But he should have paid attention. Yeah. And I shouldn't have and they shouldn't have made a deal between each other without asking me first. Is that not true?
That's fair.
I appreciate that nobody was wanted to wake me up at 4 in the morning or whatever.
Right.
But
I blame Patty.
I blame Patty, too. It's definitely Patty's fault.
Nobody else does. Everybody else is pretty happy she was here the past couple of
days. No, I love hearing Patty. Patty is the GOAT when it comes to female broadcasters, 100%.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
I think Patty Steele is one of the best female voices in radio.
She's amazing.
And the fact that she's only working part-time for us is, I appreciate it. I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So it's not Patty's fault.
Full-time would cost a lot of money.
Yes. I don't know that she's interested. I think she's happy. She's got a big-time deal doing a podcast, and she owns a store, and her husband owns a bunch of stations. She didn't need us.
She doesn't. No, she's not driving and waking up every day. No, she's enjoying sleeping in now. She's been getting up.
Why would she want to do that? Yeah, exactly.
To be honest with you, she's amazing. I was afraid to even ask her, because the last time we really talked, I was really drunk at Scott's daughter's wedding. So,
well, so was she. So was I.
She was having fun, too.
I continue to be embarrassed about my behavior in front of Stephen Patty, but that's a different issue for a different time.
You remember, I was the only one there sober.
Yes, I was sober.
Well, ish.
I was sober.
Yeah, certainly more sober than me and Marianne.
I couldn't finish a drink at all. I had four drinks, I remember, and I just had a few sips of each of them. I wasn't drunk.
Marianne was speaking Chinese.
Speaking Chinese, yeah.
I needed an interpreter to talk to Joe's wife. I don't.
I do. All right, hon, time to go. Let's go. Come on,
no, Marianne's great. She's the life of the party. I get big hugs and kisses. She's delightful. It's fun.
She's the best. Yeah. That was really funny, though.
Now, on top of all this stress, by the way, last night, of course, I'm dealing myself with the power being out, mm-hmm. and there's stuff that I do that Hunter, by the way, picked up and did. So I was all stressed. And then just we had no air conditioning. I was worried the food was going to go bad. And so I was thinking, I'm going to drive in. So at one point last night, about 10:30, I'm up. I was going to get dressed.
He had a bag packed, Joe. Yeah. He was going to come here and just stay here
all night.
Just sit
in my office.
I said, you can do that. I'm not going, though. I'm not staying at the building all night long. I'll see you in the morning.
It was getting hot, too, with the fan on. And then we left the door open, so it wasn't quite as hot. And I got Rick the cat jumping all over my face trying to wake me up. It was just... Then
it was hot, too.
Well, about 3 a.m., you hear the air conditioning
the
pop on.
Yeah.
Vroom, and Rochelle goes, oh, God.
Thank God. Oh, thank God. It's so hard to sleep when you're hot. Like, that is just not where you want to be in life.
Yeah. What a great night. Okay.
Long night.
What a fine team of broadcasters I work with here.
Oh, yeah. This is it.
Top notch.
What did Sinatra sing? Top of the heap, cream of the crop. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a stressful morning. I'm handling it all pretty well, don't you think?
I'm doing good.
I'm in fairly good spirits considering the annoyance I'm dealing with.
And lack of sleep.
You're right. I'm working about 3 hours sleep, maybe.
And no coffee.
Well, I got iced coffee. It's just not quite the same. I was thinking of putting it in the microwave. Maybe, but I don't know about that.
It's a metal cup.
I got another mug. Kermit, why'd you do that? Why'd you heat up my coffee? You screw up a cup of coffee, literally. You dog breath. Dumb crook news coming up. We'll do fun facts, fast five, birthday file, more tickets, real or fake. Go see Counting Crows. Our favorite answer for your he said.
She said.
This morning at 7:50. We'll get some passes into Breakwater Beach. Listener appreciation party. We'll check the mom confessions coming up. Oh, the freak out to officially start the weekend. We need that. Right here, right now, time for the CBB, the CBUB, your community bulletin board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities putting on fun events. And we do our very best to share them each and every morning around 6:20, 8:35 or so. If you have one, let us know on the TextNick Facebook page or 1071theboss.com. We'll be happy to share them for you.
The community bulletin board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Their special cryo body sculpting event is going on now through June 22nd. That's Sunday. You could lose 1 to 3 inches per session at pricing of $99 per session. More info at jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
You can check out the boss Facebook page. You want to see some video of Rochelle's butt massage yesterday.
Yeah. I got the cryo done yesterday too, but I just did like a half session and I lost an inch and a half on my arms.
That's great.
And on a half session, because I just wanted to try it.
That's great.
It was really cool.
It's clear. It really does work there, Jersey Weight Loss Clinic.
Awesome.
So, no question.
Yep.
1071theboss.com for a complete list of events to see where the Boss Roadie is going to be on tour, including tonight we'll do a little early after work party. I'm going to be on the grounds Lakewood Country Club at the fabulous new remodeled Claflin House and Tap Room and Maggie's Tiki Bar out front.
Yeah.
So we should have a fun. It's going to be a beautiful afternoon now that we get through the storm. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. Starting at 3 o'clock. Last time we were there, they said, can we get you a drink? And I said, no, I'm working today. I'm having it.
And it's happy hour till 6.
I'm
so
doing
you'll
it.
Be there all through happy hour.
I'm doing a frozen margarita, let me tell you. So
yes.
I'll have the coffee. It's going to be great. I'm doing it.
Do it.
Hello, Summer Outdoor Craft and Vendor Market happening tomorrow, Saturday, 10 to 3 at East Dover Baptist Church in Toms River. Local vendors selling homemade goods. There'll be food vendors and more. East Dover Baptist Church on Facebook for the info. Big summer kickoff is going on in Colts Neck tomorrow at the Grind Coffee Bar, 10 to 3. Everybody in Colts Neck's pretty pumped up about that little clip from the new Springsteen movie.
Oh, yeah.
People love that. Free family activities, petting zoo, bounce houses, face painting. There'll be a DJ spinning the tunes. There'll be small businesses with local goods. You can check out the Grind Colts Neck on Instagram for the details. Again, they're in Colts Neck. And Juneteenth Family Arts and Cultural Festival in Asbury Park. Speaking of Bruce, tomorrow, Springwood Avenue Park in Asbury Park. Free event, live music, bounce houses there, free food, DJ there too, vendors, giveaways, and a kids station to keep the kids busy tomorrow.
Yes.
Inspire life, and then search Juneteenth Asbury Park for complete details. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. Well, maybe you've had a week. How was your week? Have you had a week? Maybe
Always.
You've had a week. Well, listen, could be a lot worse. You could be behind bars, incarcerated, wearing the orange jumpsuit. You could be the Hamburglar, locked up in solitary confinement because of your criminal deeds and misactivities. Navy SEALs might be coming to take you out, baby.
Oh, boy. That's a bad week.
Looking at you, Ayatollah. So it could be a lot worse. Rochelle and our crack team of researchers scoured the police blotter sea to shining sea for these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens north, south, east, west, across the pond, across the border. Ladies and gentlemen, time once again for Dumb Crook News. Police blotters, dumb crooks, award-winning fellow citizens.
That's right.
Dateline, New Salt Lake City, Utah. 24-year-old Jose Perez arrested after he's out to lunch with a friend. The guy suddenly changed his whole demeanor and accused Jose of being a werewolf. He had a wooden stake in his backpack and tried to stab Jose, saying it's the only way to kill a werewolf. You're the wolf man.
I'm the wolf man.
You're the wolf man.
That's crazy.
Luckily, Jose got away, was okay. He still had the bag when police caught up with him. They retrieved the wooden stake. They also found several rocks in his pocket, which he said was in case the werewolf attempted to fight back.
Wow.
He's facing charges now for aggravated robbery.
Wow.
I did it. I caught the wolf man. You're welcome, America.
You
caught
the wolf man. It's the wolf man.
I got him. Let's go to Florida, because of course we are, because of course it's always Florida. 65-year-old Julia Keltoff arrested for driving down a bike path with her car. Chased down a teen she said was going too damn fast on his e-bike.
Slow down!
Julia chased him down. She said, stop going so fast. All the teens in the area drive too fast on this road. Here is one of those teens that was chased by Julia, Gage Ellis, and his mom.
There's this lady trying to hit me. I look back at the headlights. I'm like, that's not supposed to be there. I swerved over and onto the road, and I waved someone down. But they later kept driving, and another witness had stayed, and he helped me out.
I'm furious. As a mother and as an adult, there's no way that that's okay.
I'm trying to get over the fear of her out there.
Well... Yeah. I mean, obviously, you can't be running people down. You can't be killing babes with your car. But on the other hand, if the teens are being unruly and speeding around, I can see how an elderly person is just tired of the neighborhood going down the tubes. I can see that. So maybe you honk the horn and you intimidate them a little bit. We don't need to run them down and drive your car in the bike path.
Call the police. That's their job. That's what
I know, but sometimes the police say nothing we can do about it. So
don't run the kid over. That's the only mode of transportation they have.
I'm not saying you run them over, but maybe you deflate the tires. Maybe you honk.
Stop it. Maybe come on.
A little Molotov cocktail, you know?
How fast could they? I mean, maybe she was going too slow. Maybe you need to speed up. Speed up, lady.
I might be on Team Julia on this one.
Okay.
I like the ones where I'm in favor of the dumb crook.
It happens like a lot.
This is Dumb Crook News. Jerome Stepp, our dateline to Nebraska. He's an employee at a Family Dollar. Got arrested on Monday after he chased down a shoplifter and shot him in the behind.
Uh-oh.
Jerome got off two shots. The guy dropped the stolen merch when the second one hit him right in the backside, right in the right butt cheek.
Oh, no.
Now, the man was arrested for shoplifting, but Jerome also being charged with aggravated battery and criminal recklessness for firing a gun without being a licensed officer in a public place and obviously injuring the man.
Right.
In the buttocks.
Right in the buttocks. Once again, I might be on Team Jerome here. I think I'm 100% in his camp. I think you should be allowed, if you're a shopkeeper, someone shoplifting and running away, I think you should be able to yell halt, and if they don't, you should be able to fire one off. He didn't kill him. He just shot him in the butt cheek. That's all.
I hear you, and
I think Jerome is within his rights as an American to bear arms and fire him right in the butt.
Right
in the crack.
How much could the guy have gotten away with? Stealing from a Family Dollar.
Well, nothing there is a dollar anymore, let me tell you.
That is true. That is true. But I don't know. Maybe if they were rubber bullets. I don't know.
Cheapest thing there is like $1.50.
That is true.
Let's go back to Florida, because it is always Florida, and I got another gun story for you. 72-year-old Samuel Thomas arrested after calling 911 on his neighbors, saying someone was firing off an AR-15 rifle in the driveway.
Police
showed up. Turned out it was nothing but a family barbecue. Samuel apparently has a real issue with the neighbors and has called 911 3,406 times already in 2025. Over the past 5 years, since the beginning of the decade, he's made over 16,000 911 calls.
Wow.
It's unclear where the dispute began between them. Samuel, this time arrested for stalking and filing a false report. He's also charged with resisting arrest after he told the officers, don't arrest me, arrest them.
Wow.
I can see myself behaving this way at 72 years old.
I think I can see myself. Have bad neighbors, though. Can you imagine how horrible? And I can't see you like
100%.
That.
100%. I'd be the guy calling 911 just to try and intimidate the people.
3,400 times?
Yeah.
Wow, they should just take his phone rights away. He's not allowed to have a phone anymore.
Get a SWAT team surrounded a barbecue.
Excuse us, sir. Step away from the meat. Step away from the meat, sir.
You know what's going to happen? He's crying wolf here. Because one time he is going to call and no one's going to show up and he's going to be dead on the floor because they don't believe him.
I got a guy in my house in a black mask stealing my jewelry. Okay, sure you do. Have a nice day, Sam.
Don't cry wolf, Sam.
His dumb crook news dateline to New York, New York. 19-year-old Cody Mullen arrested earlier this week after he broke into a former correctional facility. Mm-hmm. He crawled through a fence in the perimeter, entered the premises, somehow trapped himself in one of the cells. He panicked, so what did he do? He called the police for help.
Well,
they freed him from the cell, but then they arrested him for criminal trespassing. He told police that he went there to take some, quote, spooky selfies. He's one of those social media people that goes to abandoned places.
It happens. That happens.
I'm trespassing. What do I do? I'm stuck. I got to call for help.
I would have done. Who else are you going to call?
I don't know.
Because somebody else would have had to crawl through the hole to get in there.
Nobody's coming.
I would have done the same.
Hey, Bob, could you give me a hand? Where are you? I broke into an abandoned prison. Got to go.
I'm stuck in jail.
Also, I'm not available to help you move on Friday. I don't care if you give me a case of beer. And finally, here in Dumb Crook News, we head back to Florida because once again, as always, it's Florida. Make no mistake about it. We're concluding in Florida. 70-year-old Patrick Mitchell facing charges for allegedly peeing, urinating.
Oh.
Emptying his bladder on hundreds of cans of Spam at a Sam's Club near Orlando.
Yucky.
Police say he was at the Sam's Club, stopped to urinate on the canned goods, which were adjacent to a big stack of Vienna sausages.
Oh, no.
My guess is nobody was confusing him into Vienna sausages. He zipped up, wandered around for a while, but he'd been caught on camera, so they had called police, and he was busted in the patio furniture section about 10 minutes after the urination. He faces charges of disorderly conduct, criminal mischief. Second one is a felony, which carries real jail time because he damaged over $1,000 worth of merchandise in the state of Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
They had to throw away over 3,300 Vienna sausages, 2,700 cans of Spam. The combined value is 10 grand.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll show you people. Don't consume this sodium.
Ugh. I almost think he did people a favor. You really don't need to. You shouldn't be eating that. It's not good for you.
I'm fighting a good fight against kidney stones. You don't want to end up like Seagraves.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
Hope she's doing okay. Dumb. Crook News. The Big Show, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. I'm the boss. Rob Smith on the line. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. You have any trouble with your power down trees around your yard? Everything okay at your place?
Yeah, it was good. We were out on the boat last night, though. We just got out from the rain and got over at the Bayville at B2.
Oh, wow. I bet you got a good look at everything up in the sky on the boat, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got some good rainbows after the storm and everything else like that. A lot of lightning out there up in the clouds.
Oh, look at you making lemonade out of lemons. I like that. That's a nice job out of you. Rob, we got a 4-pack of passes for you here to our listener appreciation party because we appreciate your listening, especially early morning. He's up late boozing on the boat.
Love that.
I would assume.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for waking up with us. So we'll see. It's Seaside Heights, Breakwater Beach Casino Pier on the 24th. Nice job, Rob. Some more tickets coming up later. Our favorite answer this morning will be a winner. And mm-hmm. He said. Which will be a little bit after 7:50. I'm a dead man.
She's doing okay.
I'm a dead man.
Hope she's doing okay.
Yes, I do hope she's doing okay.
Very sincere.
Yo. It is sincere. I don't have enough trouble this morning. Yesterday, I had what might be my most embarrassing moment working here at Press Communications.
Oh, boy.
Rochelle witnessed this. Get up from my desk, walk down the hallway, and we've got, there's a single person male and a single person female restroom. So I go to the restroom, and we usually keep the doors closed because, they're right there. You know what I mean?
It's in the hallway, and if the door's open, you're going to walk right into the door. It's right across from the printer.
Yeah.
So it's like bathrooms, printer. You got to keep the doors closed.
So if you can picture that, because it's not like some places where you might walk down a long hallway, a corridor, and then there's the bathroom or anything like that, or you walk in and there's a little sub area with two doors that then lead into the bed. No, they're right there.
Yeah.
So I notice that the door to the men's bathroom, is not completely closed. You can see that the door, there's a little bit of the door frame that's viewable. So I thought nothing of it, and I just opened the door, and sure enough, our production director is in there, and he goes, oh! And I go, oh, my God, I'm sorry. And so then I immediately walk out, and he goes, I'm sorry about that. That's my fault. I didn't close the door all the way. I'm not thinking I should. Not only did I not close it, I did lock it. So that's on me. And I said, well, listen, as bad as it was for you, believe me, it was worse for me. And he goes, that's what my wife said last night. I'm like, that's great. But then he's busting me. He's like, there he is. There's the pervert walking in the men's bed. He's like, you didn't lock the door. Lock the damn door. I got such a bad reputation around here.
That's so great.
I mean, the door was not even closed. It'd be one thing if I didn't knock and he forgot to lock it. That'd be one thing. But, I mean, the door wasn't even fully closed.
It was not your fault, but I love that he was turning it around and making it your fault. That's the best part of the
story.
There's
a peeping Tom over here. Well,
did
thanks
you
a
knock?
Lot. I didn't knock because, again, the door was not fully closed, and that's really how we leave it most of the time.
It's kind of like an unspoken rule here at the studio that close if you the use the bathroom, you lock the door. So nobody really knocks because the doors are always shut. So right. you just right. jiggle the handle, and usually if it's locked, there's somebody in there.
If the door had been fully closed, I might have given a little, you know, a little one of those. But because the door wasn't fully closed, I just didn't think anything of it. So not only did not lock it, he didn't slam it all the way shut.
It really wasn't your fault. It was his fault, and probably more embarrassing for him, which is why he's turning around and making jokes. But it's just funny.
And just to be clear, he was about done. He was about to turn around and they could wash his hands. So I there was nothing that happened. But it's embarrassing for both of us. And then he's walking around teasing me about it.
Now, was he standing or sitting?
He was standing. He was standing. Oh, okay. No, no. Had he been sitting, I really have no idea. And I don't want to know. Hey, there's the pervert over there. I mean, come on.
So funny.
On the way this morning, we'll play Real or Fake, Counting Crows tickets. Your chance to win.
Hot time, getting real sweaty. Man, it reeks under my armpit. Hot time, getting real sweaty. Smell like a litter box used by your kitty. All my friends, they run from my scent. I guess I should've used deodorant. I'm profusely sweating, you know, and I get a case of bad B.O. When the temperature goes up, I can like skunk flat on his butt. When it's hot, well, you know it's a fact. Every fly I'm gonna attract in the summer, I get sweaty. In the summer, I get sweaty.
Robbie and Rochelle on a Thank Goodness It's Friday on the Big Show, 107.1, 99.7 FM with the crew. Joe, Val's out, Hunter's in, Kermit's here. Nor'easter Nick. I got a couple of local things I want to mention. I got a very nice note here. Thank you to author Randall Gabrielin, who has written a new book called Monmouth County Revolutionary War Sites.
Oh.
If you're fascinated about local history, there's a thing called historypress.com. It's got a series of books about local areas. You can also visit revolutionarywarnewjersey.com and then go to Monmouth County. This guy used to run the Monmouth County Historical Commission. And he's got it's a really interesting book. I don't know a lot about this stuff, but it just talks about the different sites, Revolutionary War, the history. And what's interesting about it, even if you're not like a Revolutionary War buff, people into reenactments and all that sort of thing, it's fascinating because they'll tell you, well, you know where that ice cream stand is? In 1772, that was strategic when George Washington came through. Really fascinating. There's a whole section here about how dogs played an important role and why the parks are where they are in the different, from Spotswood over to Cliffwood, and look at this, some great pictures of a lighthouse, and
that.
Really, really nice really job. Nice. So congratulations to Mr. Gabrielin for this excellent book. Was nice enough to send a complimentary copy to me, and I find myself distracted reading this morning, Monmouth County Revolutionary War Site. So thank you for that. Appreciate that, Randall.
That's awesome.
Other local news, congratulations to, you're not going to be surprised, I suppose, at all by this, but Princeton led the state on the brand new list out. From U.S. News and World Report, the best colleges and universities in the country. Number one overall is Harvard. Yale comes in number two, then MIT. Princeton was the highest rated in the state.
That's awesome.
Number 16.
I know from Grayson that they have a great meteorological program there.
That's true.
He's got goals to go because he wants to be a weatherman like Nor'easter.
He wants to have greasy hair and wear a tie. Rutgers University also on the list. They're at number 156, though. The Rutgers Newark campus comes in at number 645. They do 1,000 schools. New Jersey Institute of Technology on the list. Montclair State right there at 1,428.
All right.
Other big ones around the world. Stanford, University of Oxford, and the University of Cambridge.
Okay.
Let me tell you what you do. Go get yourself an internship. Have Dad call up somebody he knows, kids. Get an internship and learn a skill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get in debt. Don't be stupid like us.
Well,
don't be stupid.
It depends on what you want to do.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
It does.
Kidding a little bit, but not entirely. That was some Jaws news. Jaws' 50th anniversary, and it coincides this year with Shark Week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fine.
There's a bunch of stuff going on. There's an online poll of everyone's favorite shark. Bruce the Shark from Finding Nemo came in on top.
Definitely.
Followed by Bruce from Jaws. Did you know that? They named him Bruce the Shark in Finding Nemo. Yeah, because Bruce is the name of the shark in the Jaws movie.
Oh, okay.
They never say that, but I guess on set, Spielberg and Richard Dreyfuss, the rest of them called him Bruce.
Okay.
Spielberg is also doing a special on NBC. They've digitized the movie and used AI to make the picture look even better, and he's going to host that, and they're going to air it, and then he tells some behind-the-scenes stories, including how he thought the movie sucked, He thought it was ruining his career, and he was thrilled that he didn't end up winning Best Director even after it became a hit because Jersey's own Jack Nicholson was just so much better in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He's glad that movie won Best Picture. He still cannot watch Jaws to this day.
You're kidding.
But I guess he did because they're showing it on TV. So.
Oh, it's such a fun movie. It is fun.
See, I don't find the first Jaws to be, well, really any of them to be scary at all. The scariest thing about Jaws is that movie trailer where they get the girl swimming at night by herself. Like, what are you doing in the ocean by yourself in the dark? Get out of the ocean.
That's what I like about the Jaws movie, though, is it's not scary. Like, the kids really like these shark movies. They love the Meg 2. Those are scary.
Those are great. Jason Statham fighting a giant shark is great.
Though.
It's great.
I think Jaws is fun.
Yeah.
And I love knowing that they named Bruce from Finding Nemo after him. That makes me like him so much better.
My favorite part of the original Jaws movie is all the obnoxious townspeople. They're like, yes, we pay a lot of money for our beach house.
Oh, that's so accurate.
We are not going to vacate, Sheriff.
And he's
like,
accurate.
There's a giant shark, get out. I mean, it's hilarious.
It's
almost like a comedy. You think of people, though, 50 years ago being much more polite and more civic minded, but clearly not the case. As demonstrated by Spielberg's great early work.
You know, if you pay for a beachfront property, that you're not leaving. This is yours. No one's telling me to leave. If I want to swim with the sharks, I'm swimming with the sharks.
Now, let me ask you this. You ever had a Narragansett beer? That's beer made up near my hometown up in New England.
I think I have had that. It's kind of like an IPA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little bitter.
Now, they filmed part of the movie on location. It's supposed to take place off of Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. You know, all the rich people live over there. So you see Narragansett beer in a movie. I had forgotten about that. And the CEO, the current CEO of Gansett Beer, Mark Heldenberg, is doing a special 50th anniversary retro can that looks like their logo from 1975.
Oh, that's fun.
So you can get those at limited locations around the area.
That's neat.
They call it the Jaws Retro Shark Cans. They're also giving away a trip to the vineyard so you go, live like a fancy person and hopefully don't see any sharks. So,
well, that I like.
Happy 50th anniversary to Jaws. Happy summer today. You know, today is summer. I thought tomorrow was summer.
I always thought it was the 21st. I thought it was December 21st is the first day of winter.
Right.
And June 21st was the first day of summer. But I read that today is not only the first day of summer, but the longest day of the year.
That's right.
And I could
the summer solstice happens officially at 10:42 tonight. So I guess you could say the longest day really is from 10 o'clock tonight through 10 o'clock tomorrow. But
well, that's confusing.
It is
the first day of summer or it's at...
Well, today on the calendars is today is summer because the solstice begins at 10:42 today, but...
I don't get the horoscopes. I don't get any of it. Like this moon, sun, solstice.
Wait a minute. This has nothing to do with the horrible scopes.
I'm just saying.
The moon and Crayon and all of that those are astrological signs. This is actual meteorological stuff.
It's too confusing. When is summer? Is it today?
Yes.
Okay. Summer, that's all I need to know.
Summer is today.
I thought it was the 21st. I was wrong.
So it's the longest day. I don't know why you're confused by this.
I got it now. I just thought it was the 21st, but now you're telling me it doesn't technically start until 10:42. So
April 15th is tax day. That's an important one.
That
you probably
one I
should know.
That.
And don't forget Groundhog Day, February 2nd. So there is that as well.
Okay.
Got a new menu item for summer, too. Starbucks has unveiled a brand new menu item. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You tried the protein drink because Rochelle has a lot of trouble with coffee first thing in the morning.
Yeah,
and she drinks the Celsius, the Red Bull, but she loves her coffee later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you tried protein the other day. Starbucks got a new banana protein cold foam.
Oh.
They debuted it out in Vegas. They got a big, coffee, people that make businesses make
in
coffee.
Vegas?
Yeah, there's like a coffee shop convention going on in Vegas. And of course, Starbucks is there near the big kahuna.
Right.
It's unsweetened protein powder. They add 15 grams of protein to iced coffee.
I don't think that.
You try it out? You think that hurts your belly?
Yeah, I would try that. No, I mean, first thing in the morning it would. But after the middle of the day, I'd probably be all right. That sounds good.
Well, I'm looking for something for you first thing in the morning to get your kick first thing.
I just can't drink that stuff in the morning.
You'd be vibrating like Woody Woodpecker against a tree. All right, here's what we're doing today. We're going to play Real or Fake. Yes, it is a Florida edition. People love the OG because it's always Florida. Florida edition, Real or Fake. But I'm going to give you something a little extra today. You know what we do is we look through websites and the newspapers from Florida, and we pick out real stories, and Kermit and I make up some fake ones. So today, we're making it easy as possible to win these Counting Crows tickets for 4th of July weekend at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. That's July 5th. We'll give you A or B. So you choose A or B. One of them is the real. One of them is real. One of them is what really happened. One of them is fake. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So with every story, we give you the headline, and then we finish it. You tell us, is that part real or fake.
Okay.
So, for example, naked Florida man tries to force his way into a home through, was it the doggy door or the chimney?
The doggy door.
That is correct. It was the doggy door. It was the doggy door.
That's great.
732-774-4444. See what we're doing here? Playing for these tickets. Again, to see Counting Crows. Let's go to line one. Good morning to Boss.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How is everyone doing there?
Yeah, we're okay. We had a rough start, but we're doing good now. What's your name?
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. You driving to work? You're driving somewhere.
I'm driving to work.
She's driving to work. What town are you in, Dawn?
Point Pleasant.
Okay, good. We want to get you a little evening, maybe an overnight. That's up to you in Atlantic City. We've got tickets to go see Counting Crows at the Hard Rock on July the 5th, so 4th of July weekend. We're playing Real or Fake, Fill in the Blank. So these are Florida headlines. The headlines are all real, but then we got one of them is the real end of the headline, and one of them is just some nonsense that we made up. You got to tell me which one is real. If you get two out of three of them, you'll be an instant winner. All right, Dawn?
Sounds good.
Here we go. Florida man unaware he's not allowed to shoot at what from his vehicle? Was it targets or the strip club? Which is the real headline?
Targets.
Nope, it was the strip club. He thought you could shoot at it.
But I wanted to.
He wasn't happy with cinnamon. All right, here we go. Florida man charged with picking magic mushrooms while carrying a rifle or an alligator. Which is the real headline, Dawn?
Oh, my God.
And remember, this is Florida, so the absurd is usually correct. I'm just going to go ahead and give you that.
I'm going to say an alligator.
And you'd be right. It was an alligator. He had a baby alligator with him while picking a magic mushrooms. All right, one away from a win. One away from a win. Dawn, a Florida woman takes a bath in a blank kitchen sink. Was it at a Wendy's kitchen sink or uninvited in her neighbor's kitchen sink? Which was it?
Oh, Wendy's kitchen sink.
Yes, that is absolutely right. Although I think it might be even worse if you just show up at your neighbor's house, they never met you, and you're bare ass in their sink. But
oh my God!
All right, Dawn, we got tickets for you to see Counting Crows. It'll be a great show, and of course, the Hard Rock is fabulous. So have a great time, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome. Hang in the line. Don't hang up. We'll get all your info. We'll get you there. You want a couple more of these just for fun?
Yeah.
Woman pulls blank out of her pants during a traffic stop. Was it a bag of cocaine?
God.
Or was it a tarantula?
A tarantula.
100%, yep. Florida man dressed as blank steals baby formula from a Costco. Was he dressed up like an old woman or like a police officer?
Oh, a police officer.
Trick question, he was dressed like an Indian chief, so apparently he was one of the... Apparently he's one of the village people.
But why, though?
But why is the
question. Where does one get that costume?
Well, you find anything you want. Thanks to Bezos, everything's on Amazon. Hashtag mom. God, fashion. Sometimes we do hear from grandmoms and police chiefs and Indian chiefs. I don't know. We search them and we share them all just like this.
Kelsey Piper said, my baby used to say Bubba to request a bottle of milk.
Right.
Well, last week she switched to saying milk bottle, which is fantastic, except I didn't understand her. And she kept saying milk bottle, like five times before exasperated saying, Bubba, in the most condescending voice.
Give it to me.
Give me the milk, Mom.
Give it to me, Mama.
Emily Simmons said, last night my daughter hurt her ear. And I said, was it inside or outside? So she walked to the porch and said, both.
It's like Mike Tyson. I hurt my ear. Got bit right off. It hurts real bad, but that's all right. That's okay. I fight on.
And at With My Whole Healing Heart said, currently getting my hair done by my three-year-old stylist who just whispered, you're going to look amazing, while twisting my hair with a fork.
I'm here with my hole, too. Hashtag mom. God, fashion. It's every morning, 729, 20. Someone in, you might hear yours right here. Fast Five at a Birthday's coming up.
Hey, parents. Struggling to find a summer camp for your child? We have plenty of spots available at Camp Labor. At Camp Labor, not only will your child be gone from 9 to 5, they'll learn valuable skills like stitching garments, harvesting crops, sorting scrap metal, breaking stones at the rock quarry, and of course, assembling iPhones. Even better, they'll be paid a meager hourly wage so they have barely enough money to live, just like you. Which means when you come home from work too tired and angry to make dinner, They'll come home from camp too tired and angry to eat dinner. This summer, forget your body. Let's whip your ungrateful little brat into shape. Camp Labor.
Top of everything else this morning, Rochelle texted me a link to a news story because we bicker about really stupid things. I know people fight about, gosh, I don't know, what goes on in other people's marriages? Money problems?
Yeah, sure.
Infidelities?
Yeah.
Insincerity?
Mm-hmm.
Nasty remarks. What do Rochelle and I argue about? Why Robbie should floss, and he doesn't do it damn near enough. And how Rochelle, if she could, would go to the dentist once a week.
Yeah.
So we got into a discussion about how I think braces are ridiculous, and it was just a nonsense conversation yesterday. So everything going on today, I got a link. Rochelle sends me a whole bunch of stuff first thing in the morning, you know, things that she's thinking about topics, sure. Things we might want to mention, discuss, address here on the program with you. And she sends me a link. You remember those PSAs from back in the 90s, I think it was, where it said, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Uh-huh.
She sends me a video like that. These are your gums.
Yep.
These are your gums with gingivitis.
Yes.
You know what you do? You're a floss shamer. That's what you are. You're a floss shamer. My teeth are perfectly fine. I brush my teeth 2 to 3 times a day.
I know you do.
On occasion, I grant you, not all that often, maybe once a month or so, I will floss. I'm not a big flosser, and I also acknowledge to you, it's been a long time. It's pre-COVID since I went to the dentist.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and I went for a couple of years before that. It had been a couple of years before I went. I'm not a big dentist guy, but knock on wood, my teeth are okay. Uh-huh. I take care of them. I don't eat a lot of sugary stuff. You are a floss shamer.
Did you watch the video?
It was disgusting.
No, the video explains to you why brushing is not enough and what flossing does. It's almost better to floss than it is to brush because those are the areas where things get stuck, where cavities happen, where like nasty smells are. You have to get it out.
Let me ask you a personal question. Better than anybody, you're probably, more than any other human, you're up close with me.
Yes.
Do I have stinky breath? Do I have halitosis?
You don't.
Okay.
You don't have stinky breath.
I don't. And look at my teeth. Now, they're not perfect teeth. They're not shining, sparkling white veneers. But are my teeth not fairly normal and fairly white for somebody who's not 10 years old?
Yes.
They're not dark yellow. Not, you see some people, you can tell they...
You can tell you don't floss.
How can you tell
Because you get stuff stuck in between your teeth and it sits
only
there.
Only right after I eat, and then, of course, I get it out with a toothpick. I will use floss.
You need to floss. It's good for you.
How often do you floss?
Every day.
Every single day?
Every day.
And you don't get any pink in the sink? It doesn't make your gums bleed?
No, because I floss every day. I don't have gingivitis.
I don't think
you just get those little toothpicks, and it feels good.
I hate those things. All I can think about is how they're on the ground in front of the Acme.
Well, don't leave it on the ground outside. That I don't understand. Flossing your teeth while you're driving? I don't understand that.
Yes, people do that, and I think that's part of my aversion to flossing, is it seems like a nasty habit. It's like nose picking.
It's good for your teeth to floss. You need to get in between
It can't be
there.
Good to intentionally irritate the gums that God gave me
it
with a little
firm. It wouldn't be irritated if there wasn't gunk in between there. You need to floss.
So my teeth are white. They're fairly well shapen. They're fairly straight. I don't have bad breath.
White-ish.
What is my problem?
They're straight-ish.
Well, the flossing's not going to fix that. I was anti-braces when I was a kid, too.
This is not a mean thing. I'm just looking out for your health.
You're a floss shamer.
I'm not. You're good for you.
You're floss pious.
I'm not.
Pope Floss Pius the 16th, Rochelle.
Okay. You do you.
I taste minty fresh this morning. Thank you very much. Come here. Give me a kiss. Give me a little mouth hug, will you?
Someone recommended a water pick, which might be better for you. It's just this little machine that you put water in and you put it in your mouth and it basically cleans out all the space. It flosses for you, but with water instead of the little piece of string.
Oh, they got that at the dentist's office.
You can buy them now at the store. Maybe I should get you that. You'll be less.
Would that work kind of like a makeshift bidet as well for me?
It's a bidet for your gums.
Could I use it both places?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because I do want a bidet, as you know.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, in my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed, kept in a mayonnaise jar on the Ayatollah's desk since noon Tuesday. That's not where you want to be. Ladies and gentlemen, facts that are fun, things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. Ladies and gentlemen, Fun Fact Friday! Woo! Here on a big show, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on The Boss. Facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
These are fun facts.
That's right.
Fun Fact Friday.
That's what they are.
Doc is not here.
Doc is not here.
Doc is not here. No.
Doc is here?
Doc is not here.
Doc is not here.
Orcas are a natural predator of moose. Moose can actually swim slightly faster than Michael Phelps.
What?
And can even dive for food. That's right. They know how fast Michael Phelps go. They know how fast a moose go.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. That is a fun fact.
Honey, I thought it was a Loch Ness Monster. Turns out there's just a moose in the lake.
Moose.
Hot dogs may have gotten their name because people in the 1800s suspected that sausages were stuffed with dog meat.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, that'll ruin your Nathan's this weekend, won't it?
That's horrible.
The first feature film ever made from a Marvel comic book was Howard the Duck in 1986 by George Lucas, and it bombed. It also featured a scene with the walking, talking animatronic duck having sex with Leah Thompson.
Really?
She's the mom from Back to the Future.
Well, no wonder it flopped.
It's a great film. Really should have won an Oscar.
Clearly.
Ohio is, because it's always, sometimes at least, it's Ohio. Ohio. Only state that doesn't share any letters in its name with the word mackerel. Every other state has an M, an A, a C, a K, an E, an R, an O, or an L. Yeah, mackerel.
That's so random.
Holy mackerel. Holy Toledo.
That's so
random. So that's it. You say holy Toledo in Ohio. Everywhere else, it's holy mackerel. What is that, Amos and Andy? Holy mackerel.
That is so random.
Holy Toledo. Nope, not here. It's holy mackerel. All right.
Okay.
It's possible to literally be allergic to other people. Some people are allergic to other people's skin.
I have that.
I'm allergic to your skin.
I'm definitely allergic to other people.
I'm allergic to it. I think you're allergic to morning radio, to be honest with you.
Time now
for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you needed to know, being the no number five to number one. We'll start at number five momentarily. Countdown today. Reminder, anytime this weekend, feel free to stay in touch. Any of the socials, at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Get the podcast wherever you get yours. Lost our power last night, so I got posted later than I wanted, but it's there.
It's there. That's fine.
Wherever you get your podcast, you're right there, 1071theboss.com. And all powered by the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 9 of Central New Jersey. Are you a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor? Get a little tune-up, especially you get a night with a storm, right? Makes you think about these things. You're looking for manpower, call them, the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 9, 732-792-0999. Online, ualocal9.org/info. Number five, the Juneteenth holiday. Yesterday, there was a parade in Grayson. Your 9-year-old was watching the parade. Mm-hmm. He called yesterday and was bewildered by the whole thing. And I agree with the young guy.
I thought it was so sweet. He said, Mom, I just got done watching the Juneteenth parade. I said, oh, that's so nice.
No, what you said was, I didn't know there was a Juneteenth parade.
That's what
I'm saying.
And
I'm with you.
I didn't know that they had parades for Juneteenth. I think that's great that they have that.
Right.
And he said, you want to know what the weirdest part was? And I said, what? He said, they were celebrating Harriet Tubman with a large balloon float of her.
They had a Harriet Tubman balloon.
I said, what does that mean? Like Elmo? He said, yeah, they were holding Harriet Tubman balloon.
So somebody,
can't do that.
Somebody clearly did not think this through. This is not like the Macy's Parade. It's a somber holiday like Memorial Day. I mean, what are you doing?
What?
In addition,
who made that? What manufacturer came up with the Harriet Tubman balloon float?
Whoever got paid to do it.
What is that?
Somebody said, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah, we're celebrating. Let's do a float. Let's do a parade.
Oh, we need $20,000. Done. Yeah. Let's go.
What? That's not okay.
Ridiculous.
Now, we don't have Kroger grocery stores here, but you've got them in the South, the Midwest. When we did the show out there, there's Kroger's out there. There's a supermarket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, at some of their locations, they were selling Juneteenth cakes yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
With icing on them that said, free at last. I am not making this up.
Who made this? I wish it was a manager here, because y'all decorate everything else around here cute. But for Juneteenth, you want to just throw something on a freaking cookie?
I mean, is that ridiculous?
That is ridiculous.
I mean, it's like I say, Memorial Day, you wouldn't say, rest in peace, soldiers. That would be very offensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same sort of thing here. What are you doing? Yeah, Mom, we watched the parade. It's cool. There was a Harriet Tubman float. What? Oh, my God. Oh,
it's a newer holiday, I guess, so we're just learning.
That's
excuse. There's no excuses. I'm just, I don't understand. I don't.
Meanwhile, Target's sending you coupons with Halloween costumes in June, so everything's...
Yeah, right, exactly.
We're just living in the Twilight Zone, baby.
Wow.
Number four, if you're watching a game, Wrigley Field, a Cubs game, batter lost control of his bat. I just saw this footage this morning. Goes flying into the protective net, first base side. Then it gets stuck about 10 feet high. So, of course, there's a fan, and he starts climbing. He's trying to...
Yeah.
He's trying to get at this thing. But it didn't work out exactly as you might hope, because he ends up getting tangled in the deal.
Do
we have a little bit of the game from yesterday?
1-0, look out. Oh, boy. Churio out of the way. South Freeland.
Oh, boy.
And it's stuck. Sir, be careful, please.
No, he's an out.
There he goes. Uh-oh.
Now he's a hero.
Are they booing him?
Yeah.
I mean, He got excited.
Can't be climbing the fence.
He got twisted, get all screwed. Yeah, the rope, if it, you twist it enough, it'll rip your skin right off.
You,
so,
yeah.
Whoops. I like that the announcer goes, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
As Joe would say, that's bad.
That's bad.
That's bad. Bonus story for you. A family soda business up in Connecticut, the pizza capital of the world, according to their governor, Ned Lamont. Mm. That's your governor's name, Ned Lamont.
Ned.
Right.
Ned Ryerson?
No, Ned Lamont.
Oh, okay.
They should have a home
behind
for
the pizza signs.
You know what they need? Here's what we need a parade for. We need a parade for goober governors. And here and now from New Jersey, here comes Phil Murphy. And now Connecticut, there's Ned Lamont.
They could have
boy.
Those big heads like they do in the parades. That would be fun.
And here he is.
The Phil Murphy balloon.
The Phil Murphy balloon.
He is a balloon. And here he is now, our Grand Marshal. It's Gracie Gavin Newsom. All right. Family soda business, Connecticut, was scammed out of $100,000, something similar to a publisher's clearinghouse, but it's a scam. One of the owners of the Hosmer Mountain Bottling Company, Andrew Potvin, talking about how his brother Bill got tricked by this whole thing, lost the company $100,000.
The red flag was the girl that helps me with finances told me that there was a check withdrawn for $49,555.
Jesus.
There was a note from my brother saying he had sent a check to verify employment for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Oh, gosh.
Normally, this is where I would somehow find a way to make fun of Big Boss Bob, who's not necessarily technologically inclined. But yesterday, he mentioned to me that he was having his gutters cleaned, and the guy went, oh, you own 107.1 The Boss? I love when they're are you Big Boss Bob? That's hilarious when they make fun of you.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
I said, what did you say to that, Bob? He goes, I've learned to live with it. So I said, oh, we only make fun of you because we love you. He went, Sorry, Bob. So I thought I would apologize.
That's great. Yeah. I love that.
Luckily, you and I are immune to this sort of thing because if anyone got in our bank account, they'd be out of money.
Yeah, they'd laugh.
Yeah, exactly. They'd feel maybe they'd deposit some money. They'd feel really bad for us.
We are rich. We get the Robbie and Rochelle bank account. What now? What's that? Number three, Charlie Sheen's autobiography coming out in September. It's called The Book of Sheen. It'll be out September 9th. He teases saying on his socials that you'll get every detox, retox, drug deal, adventure along the way on his journey to freedom.
I feel like this is a picture book. Is it a picture book?
I certainly hope it's not a picture book. It's like you ever get a bug bite, then you Google it, you look at the different, then you get sucked down this thing, you're like, man, do I got that skin thing? That's the Charlie Sheen biography. You need a tetanus shot just to look at this thing. Number two, better read it on a Kindle. You don't want to touch the book, you know? Yeah. And now in our Goober Governor Parade, here comes Gina Raimondo. There she goes. Number two.
That's 11, the Murphy balloon. It'd be hilarious.
Man, honey, the teeth look lifelike. It's amazing. Number two, Amazon Prime Day is now 4 days, as you know. Some people think this is ridiculous. But, I mean, you are getting 4 days of deals. It started as 1 day 10 years ago. Then they moved it up to two. Mm-hmm. And now here we are 8 years later. It's going to be 4 days.
Why don't they just make it a week?
That's what people are saying. Yeah. Hashtag Amazon Prime Week is trending this morning. That makes
it a week.
Fine. I mean, sure, is it self-indulgent and obnoxious and we're all talking about this basically a sale? Yeah, but on the other hand, you get great deals, so fine.
You do get great deals.
Now it's Amazon week and let it go.
Yeah.
I bet you can pre-order the Charlie Sheen book right there on Amazon for Amazon Prime Week.
Probably not that expensive. Probably don't need a deal on that one.
Get a little sanitizer while you're at it, you know? little
in
HPV parade, shot.
In the parade, they could have Hall of Fame governors like a Chris Christie balloon.
Poor Chris.
That's a big balloon.
In the chair. And of course, it'd be in the chair on the beach. That's that would have to be with the balloon.
He was floating right along. Poor Chris.
Nice guy, by the way.
Yeah, very nice guy.
I've met him a bunch of times. Yeah, nice guy.
I've interviewed him on the phone. He's very, he's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He's very funny guy. Bonus story.
Had a radio show on The Fan for a while.
Is that true? I didn't know
that.
On The
Fan, trying him out,
You know, he's awful on, this has nothing to do with anything, but he was another governor. You remember the blind guy that ran New York for a while, David something? Remember that guy? He did a radio show.
David Patterson.
David Patterson.
Still does.
Does he still? He is terrible. I mean, somebody tell, I feel bad for the man. He's got a disability.
And he talks like this.
He sounds like Chernoff got his finger stuck in a jar. I mean, it's. Bonus story. The Aria Resort in Las Vegas charges guests now $26 for a bottle of water. Some people are upset.
What?
Because they don't have a little thing in the mini bar that says we're charging you for the water. And they get the check when they go out, and part of the expenses are, oh, here's the tax, here's the room occupancy fee. What? $26 for bottled water? So Aria is apologizing to customers and saying they will now post a sign that says if you take it out of the minibar, the water is...
$26?
Yeah, water is not included.
$26 is a little high, but I've done that.
A little ridiculous.
You know, you walk in and there's two big bottles of water in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Especially a nice hotel like that. Right. Yeah.
And then you drink the thing, and at the end of the day, you get your bill, and there it is. You know, $15
for the
bottle of water.
This is still crazy, but I could see $7, $8, but $26, are there gold flecks in it? Why is it $26? Because you're in Vegas and it's hot. And
this is Vegas. Yep. I want to be comped.
Can I get comped? Drink for free at the casino. If you put a quarter in the slot machine, they bring you a free drink. It's $26 for water?
Sure.
That's crazy.
What hotel? I missed you when you
said that. This is the Aria, Las Vegas, the Aria.
Huh. Most Vegas hotels don't have mini bars.
No.
In the rooms, because they want you to go downstairs.
One of the fancy suites or something. That's why they're extra upset. They're paying all this money already. But
maybe.
Number one, the world's Kermit. You're going to like this. The world's first professional cheerleading league launches next year. The Pro Cheer League, which will be unisex, by the way, is comprised of teams so far from Atlanta, Dallas, Miami, San Diego. None in the Northeast as of yet during their inaugural 2025-2026 season. Be aggressive. Pick up those pom poms.
I was a cheerleader. They're competing
with each other doing cheers, and then they'll be, you know, whoever does the best cheer. I mean, it's like the Olympics, like ice skaters, where they go 5, 4.2, you know, that kind of thing.
But I'm just, at what point is there like an age cutoff? Because like if you're a pro cheerleader, that means you've gone through all of college.
Yep.
You possibly have done pro cheerleading as far as like a sport of some sort. How old are these people doing?
I don't know.
It's a tough sport.
Joe, a couple of years ago, we did a week of shows from the city, and we did a show from the lobby of Radio City, and they would call up the promotions person like, yeah, well, we'll have some Rockettes come on an interview. Great. That'll be a lot of fun, right? Because she was a Rockette in like 1957. I'm like, who is this old lady? They don't give you the current Rockettes. You get the old Rockettes. Maybe the same thing here, you know?
I'm just worried for their limbs because it's a tough sport.
Sure.
It is a brutal. That is.
It's hard.
It's
like
really hard.
People who say it's not a sport have never tried to do a back handspring. It's very difficult.
By the way, Joe, what does that David Patterson radio show sound like? Can you?
I'm David Patterson.
Here he is, leading up the rear. He got a little lost because, you know, he's blind in our parade here of goober governors. I'm going to get some emails about that one.
Yeah, probably.
Friday, world famous Liberty birthday file.
Yeah.
McLovin, remember that kid from the Superbad movie? He's 36.
One name?
Yep. Curly Sue, Allison Porter, she's 44 today. Nicole Kidman, 58. John Taylor from Duran Duran, he's 65. Michael Anthony with Van Halen, 71. John Goodman, the great John Goodman, 73 today. Lionel Richie celebrates his birthday. So does Bob Vila and Anne Murray. And poor Brian Wilson was about to turn 83 today. Of course, we lost him last week. It is National Vanilla Milkshake Day, Ice Cream Soda Day, and Take Your Doggy to Work Day.
Aww.
Come on now. Get a little pup cup for the dog. Remember, the dog wants ice cream too, okay?
You can't do that here. You'll get yelled at.
All right. Fine.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
All right. I'll get into the freakout next to kick off the weekend. But first, I do want to open the phones. We'll take some calls on this. 732-774-4444. Here we are, the first official day of summer. Or at least 24-hour period of summer. Most embarrassing pool or beach moment. Most embarrassing moment. I was talking about my embarrassing moment at the office. We're talking about the pool or the beach. Most embarrassing moment. You ever had at the pool or the beach? I've had the bathing suit. You go for a... You jump in.
Oh, and it goes off. Yeah.
I haven't had it come completely off, but I've had some butt crack action. That's for sure.
Mine was also a bathing suit, but I remember I was on a water slide at a water park, and it was that one that has like the big bowl on it, like it looks like a big circular thing. And my bathing suit top not only came off, but it went down the slide after me.
Oh.
So it like got stuck I'm down at the bottom of the pool waiting for my swimsuit top to come to me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hello.
There were a ton of kids around. It was horrific.
Embarrassing pool or beach moment. That's your He Said.
She Said.
732-774-4444. Call us or text us at 1071 to boss on to socials. Yes.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Thank you, baby.
Thank God it's Friday night. And I just got
paid. Hot. Not. Without air conditioning, okay? you JCPNL. Read my lips. Tell me what it's spelled. Man, you've had a long week. Everybody on your case? He's had a long night. I've been on Kermit's case. Long night for him. Good news is you made it to the weekend. Promised land. Say hallelujah. Baby Billy says hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You only get one weekend. F-R-I-D-A-Y. Time to refresh, relax, rejuvenate. Inhale. Exhale. Just kind of let it all hang out. You look that boss man clear, square, straight in the eye and say, hey, don't watch me. Watch my smoke. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm blowing his popsicle stand. Can't stop me now. I'm on the move, buddy. Oh! Let's go. That's right. Every single day, baby. Hit that hammer, more cowbell, please. This here is world famous, often imitated, never duplicated, highly outrageous, never cloned, special, redundant, and get away with it. Finally, Friday, freak out on the radio. One thing left to do, let's bugger up and kiss the week goodbye. Everyone's watching. Most likely. Better rip one more time, please. Triangulate live and direct from our Nut Hut broadcasting facilities here along West Main's Avenue, Neptune City, New Jersey, USA, planet Earth. This is the world-famous Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Finally, Friday, freak out on the radio.
It's Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
Work just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow.
How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
It's almost the weekend.
Let's get it started in here.
It's showtime, baby.
Good God!
Steve Cropper and Duck Dynasty.
Happy birthday to the Blues Brothers movie. 45 years ago today, it came out in theaters. How is that possible?
That's crazy.
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, Blues Brothers doing Soul Man. Freak Out is on the radio. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. This is The Big Show on 107.1 99.7 FM or the 107.1 The Boss app, if you please. Your he said.
She said.
Most embarrassing pool or beach moment. First day of summer today. That's another, I can't believe it. First day of summer today. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny polka dot bikinis on men. 732-774-4444 at 107.1 The Boss. Your most embarrassing moment.
Craig said, I was acting like an idiot and I ran and jumped into the pool. And when I jumped, my shorts fell off with my underwear together. I was naked in front of a bunch of coworkers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
4371 said, I forgot my bathing suit on a beach trip with a friend, so I went to a store and bought a white one. You can probably guess what happened when it got wet.
See-through?
You got to be careful. The white ones are so cute, but they got to have the lining in it because they do. They're just totally
better than streaks on the butt, you know?
Oh, yes. Paul said, my brother was racing in front of an entire town at the town championship and lost his suit.
We got a lot of full frontal nudity going on here.
I guess so. Trina said, I got chased by a bunch of stupid birds at the beach when they were trying to eat my chips. I ended up tripping over this family with their kid and landing on him. He was maybe 3 years old.
Sorry, Jimmy.
John said, I broke 3 ribs and almost drowned while attempting to jet ski.
Oh.
It was my first time. I think you meant water ski. While I was trying to water ski, it was my first time I finally stood up and hit a huge wave and end up colliding with a jet skier.
What is that thing they do where it's like it shoots the water down and you're almost like flying like a jetpack?
I don't know what that's called.
You know what I'm talking about
there? I do. Yeah.
What, does that look fun but also very dangerous?
It's not parasailing, but that's crazy. 5567 said, pool embarrassing moment. I was a swimmer in college at MAAC championship. I was a finalist for the 200 butterfly. I was stretching behind the blocks before a race. I look over, my team and coach are laughing. My coach comes over to tell me that my bathing suit is split up the back. Ah. I reach back and my whole rear was exposed the whole time I was stretching. They had to stop the meet with hundreds of people watching so I could change my suit. It didn't help that I was a freshman. Heard about it for years.
Well, at least you can laugh about it now.
Oh,
most embarrassing pool or beach moment. What a way to start the season. 732-774-4444. Call or text at 1071 The Bus. Still got some lines hanging, but we'll get to them next.
I feel good. It's Friday. I should now. I feel good. It's Friday. I should now. So good. So good. The week is through. Hey, it feels nice. Weekend delights. It feels nice. The weekend delights. It's Friday. Friday. My work week is through. Wow! Friday is finally here. Hey!
Another day, another airline story.
Uh-oh.
You see, this is morning. There's a Florida man, because, of course, it's always
Florida.
Florida. Mm-hmm. Florida. Mm-hmm. Florida man convicted of fraud and trespassing charges after posing as a flight attendant. Posing as a stewardess, putting on his little Pan Am skirt. So he could fly for free. Prosecutors say Tyron Alexander flew free 35 times. His scheme worked from 2018 till early this year, booking flights only available to pilots, flight attendants. No word on exactly how it is he knew about them. He booked over 120 free flights, posing as the attendant for various airlines using different badge numbers that he had lifted. He now faces 30 years in federal prison. Where's he going? 120 flights? Where's he going? It's one thing to commit the crime. What do you even need to do this for? It's not like
you're... Why not just become an actual flight attendant at that point if you're going to be in the sky that much? Why not get paid?
Where are you going that you need to even pull this scam?
That's
isn't that strange?
Crazy. That's a crazy story.
Stealing the badge numbers and...
I always think that...
And then he's on the flight. The other flight attendants are
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Who's this guy? Anybody know this guy?
You always think that your industry, whatever industry you work in, is there.
It's a small business.
But
yeah.
It's always a small business. Right. You always know somebody. You always run into somebody. In all of these flights, there wasn't one other flight attendant that said, hey, who's this guy?
I guarantee that's how they finally caught him. But somebody did notice.
That's
that badge, that's not you. McLovin, that's not you.
One day.
Tyron Alexander, wow. 30 years in jail now. Hope you enjoyed the trip to Tahiti for free.
It's almost impressive.
What a dummy.
Really.
Strange. You're watching that Ginny and Georgia show. The new season is back on Netflix.
I just finished it, yep.
Oh, how does it end?
I'm not telling you.
Well, see, this is the thing. Is like I would never watch that show, and I you've had it on, and I find a girl's accent. It takes place in what, Texas, is it? And she's got this southern accent, Georgia, and I find her very annoying. But yet, I it's on in the background while I'm working and stuff. And so then I get pulled in, and I want to know what's going on. And there was a storyline where she got arrested and turned herself in, and not unlike the flight attendant guy. And then I want to know what happened. So maybe
she's in Wellsbury, by the way.
Where's Wellsbury?
Like near in New England. So I thought it took place in Texas. She is southern, and that's where she lives. She lives in a little New England town called Wellsbury. I think it's in Massachusetts.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I didn't get that from watching.
Well,
I'm not
you
paying
wouldn't
full
have
attention,
because
right.
I'm on the third season,
right.
And you wouldn't have known that. But she has an accent because she's from the South. It's a really cute show. It's not really for you. It's not a you show.
Well, one of the kids plays her son, Austin. Diesel,
yeah,
La Taraca.
This is a whole thing. If you're a fan of the show, right. you don't even need to hear the story. You know.
Fans are up in arms because he was 8 years old when they start filming, and the season three now is supposed to take place only months after the first season, but he's now 14, so obviously he looks quite different than he did when he was a little eight-year-old boy. He's now a teenager,
right.
And so some fans say that they have ruined it and that the season, although the writing was fine, they've totally taken out of the story because the kid doesn't look like himself anymore.
He's supposed to be in, like, second or third grade,
right.
And he's taller than me. I'm not kidding. He's taller than me, and he looks ridiculous, and they have these glasses that he wears that are supposed to look similar to Harry Potter glasses, and she gave them to him in the first season.
See, I think he looks like the kid with the big head from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, he does, but the kid is clearly much older than he was, and this season takes place like 2 days after the last season, and in the last season he's in a little suit, and he looks like a cute little, and now he's a teenager, and he's still cute, but he's clearly gone through puberty and looks a lot older.
Yeah.
It's just, It's very strange. And they wait so long to film
that. Yeah, I know.
So if they wait to film the next one because it's been greenlit for another season, the kid's going to be 25. It's just it's not going to make sense.
So you got to acknowledge that in the script, I think.
You got to figure out something.
Also,
you
got to get a different actress because her southern accent is just crap.
My
name is Georgia. I mean, she sounds like me doing a character. It's terrible, terrible. Other TV news, we lost Ann Burrell, the celebrity chef this week, the age of 55. Bobby Flay, one of my man crushes, Bobby Flay posted a tribute on his Instagram and has announced that they're going to run special episodes of the Beat Bobby Flay where Ann Burrell was on in her honor on the Food Channel this weekend. So if you're watching the Food Network on the cable or the stream or whatever, I think it's on Max if you watch it on stream. Mm-hmm. Those special episodes are there. So I thought that was nice that Bobby Flay did that.
Yeah.
All right, I got to mention this quickly because not only is Rochelle flush shamer, Pope Pius flush shamer.
Floss shamer?
Floss shamer, that's it. What did I say?
Flush?
Flush, like, yeah.
No, please flush the toilet. I will also be a flush shamer.
Well, it's actually...
If you go in the bathroom and you don't flush, I will shame you.
It's in the back of my head because it's... I'm telling you, the people here are just a bunch of slobs.
I understand.
She's also on a quest against Sabrina Carpenter, the pop star. I thought you'd appreciate this. Sabrina's now facing some backlash for raunchy lyrics in a new song called Bad Chem. I guess it's on the new album because it references an Eiffel Tower sex position. Are you familiar with this? I had to Google it.
Mm-hmm. No, I am.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I had never heard of this before.
I know what it is.
She says it's actually showcasing sexuality as in a feminist way.
But
some fans are disagreeing with that. Also, there are moms that are, because she used to be a Disney star.
Right.
And now she's,
that's my issue. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. If you,
you're on a mission. You're moms against Sabrina Carpenter.
No, I'm not. Lola likes her, too. It's too much. Like, it's all too much.
I did a little Google here on the machine of what's the Eiffel Tower? Hello. Whoop.
Don't do that on the work computer.
Whoop. Hello. I had no idea. There are people contorting their bodies in ways I didn't know were humanly possible.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
All presented by Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Get tickets now for Taylor Simon King, July 10th. So good. The Neil Diamond Experience. July 13th. Tickets at axelrodarts.com. Most embarrassing pool beach moment. Superfan Ray and I were just comparing notes. He did a belly flop in front of his daughter and her friends once.
Yeah.
I did that. Remember my little hoodlum friend Frankie?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's me, Frankie. Uh-huh. We used to have part of gym class. We go over, there's a college nearby. We go over, use their gymnasium where they had a pool.
Right, the big pool.
And you climb up, there's like 30 feet in the air off that diving board. And he's like, yeah, don't be a coward. Do it. And I did it, and I belly flopped. I had a big purple circle on my belly for like 5 days after that.
That's embarrassing. Rough. And painful. Yeah. 3929 said, I was going down a big water slide in one of those inflatable rings, and for some reason, I sort of jumped out of the ring. I ended up just sitting there on the slide next to the ring and had to shuffle the rest of the way down into the pool at the end. Not only was it painful, but it was pretty embarrassing.
Hello. Sorry.
Ronnie said, I was at a beach in Cabo, and the local residents doing hair on the beach told me not to go into the water. It was too rough. I scoffed at them and said, I'm from Jersey. Pfft. I ended up going into the water barely alive with my head full of sand looking like I had been through a washing machine. Needless to say, they all had a good laugh.
He's like Ratatouille.
That's great. Kayla said, I had been drinking pretty heavily at a water park with my friends and fell asleep on the lazy river. When I woke up, not only was I fried, but my friends had video of me snoring. And people laughing at me.
We tell that story to my family. It happened to my grandpa on a vacation once, and everybody, he comes walking in, and he's walking like that because he's burnt so bad falling asleep in the sun. They called him the Tin Man, and he was not amused by that.
That's
all he needs is a heart. He's the Tin Man.
Oh, my gosh. 1659 said, went to a private pool. One of my kids decided to pee in the pool. Problem was they had that anti-pee chemical in the water, so he quickly became surrounded by deep blue colored water. Man, that's embarrassing as a parent. You're like, that's my kid. What are you supposed to say?
Couple more.
8210 said, when I was around 8 years old, a lifeguard at the pool started to talk to me and I just started peeing.
You're so hot.
Roger said, I was probably 14 or 15 when this happened. I had worn my swim trunks under my jeans to the swimming pool. I did not notice that they had caught in the zipper of my jeans. So when I took off my jeans, there was a small tear in my swim trunks. I didn't think anything of it until I climbed out and the girls started to giggle and point. I looked down and saw that the small hole had become a much bigger hole and I was hanging out of the hole.
There's Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, man.
What do you say? You want to go with the girl, Pete herself? She's so excited the lifeguard talked to her. I think that's pretty good. What do you think?
I like that one. I also, just as a mom, I really sympathize with being at a private pool and your kid peeing in there and then they're surrounded. What do you say?
That's, I don't know. Just, yeah, there you go. Too much apple juice.
I might have to go with that one. That's,
all right.
It's just it's embarrassing for everyone, for the people there, for you, for your kids.
You get that, what's the name there? You get a 4-pack of passes to Breakwater Beach.
It's last number is 1659, so I need your full name, and we'll give you those passes.
Congratulations. Don't let your kid pee at Breakwater Beach for the Boss Lister Appreciation Party.
Please don't let them pee in the pool.
Don't you pee in the pool, for the love of God. 4-pack of passes to join us next week, the 24th. Congratulations on that. There it is. Your OG, your He Said.
She Said.
Prime Day will be a 4-day event from July 8th to the 11th. It started in 2015 as 1 day, then 2, now 4. At this rate, by 2027, it will just be called Capitalism Month. But sure, keep impulse buying mini waffle makers or Bluetooth-enabled nose hair trimmers. Because Jeff Bezos definitely needs another yacht. And nothing screams self-control like buying 47 items you didn't know existed, all because they were 8% off. Anyway, your packages of guilt and regret will arrive Monday.
Couple more answers this morning are He Said.
She Said.
Is a good one. The first official day of summer tonight into tomorrow. Most embarrassing pool or beach moment. Our friend, superfan Dan Sperry in Rockaway calls up and says, when I was a kid, I got caught peeing in the pool. Lifeguard says, no peeing in the pool. What are you doing? He said, I'm not in the pool. I'm on the diving board. Come on, Dan. Come on, Dan. I know all the Rodney Dangerfield jokes. Can't do that. All right. Line two's been hanging a long time. Go ahead, sir.
I had all my nieces and nephews over my friend's house.
Right.
And, we were swimming in a big brown pool. And I said, watch out for Jimmy, watch out for Jimmy. Hello, watch out for Jimmy. And I did a sailor dive. Yeah. I did a sailor dive off the diving board.
Uh-oh.
I smashed my nose on the bottom of the pool.
Oh, man. No.
I came up with a bloody nose. I bet it was on the pool. The kids started screaming and freaking out. I went to the bathroom. I looked in the mirror. I said, you stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
I put my nose wide open. You know?
He's got the Jimmy Durante nose.
Oh, no.
The kids jumped out of the pool. They were screaming, freaking out.
Oh, no.
Man, he's got a great laugh, doesn't
Uncle
he?
Uncle Jimmy. It's always Uncle Jimmy, let me tell you. We all have an Uncle Jimmy, and he's that guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's Uncle Jimmy is that
and
guy.
Don't pee off the diving board. That was great. Thank you for your calls that on that this morning. What was the quote of the day?
Oh, okay. It's my fault.
Yes.
Never the golden boy hunter. Whatever.
Thank you, Kermit. Back for the Saturday show tomorrow, and then back here Monday morning. Tickets to see Styx. We'll do Dead Guy in the Envelope, Fast Five, Birthdays, Mom Confessions, your C-Bub, He Said, She Said, and a whole lot more. Have a great weekend.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.